I call this meeting of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Subcommittee on Emerging Threats and Spending Oversight to order. I want to thank Senator Hassan for allowing this bipartisan hearing to occur. Welcome to each of our panelists. Thank you for joining us. The purpose of this hearing by the Subcommittee on Emerging Threats and Spending Oversight is to discuss, as our name implies, the emerging threat posed by gain-of-function research. We will hear from a panel of three witnesses, all of whom are extraordinarily accomplished experts in the scientific community. We're grateful for their work, and we are grateful to each of you for taking the time to appear with us this afternoon. Gain-of-function research is a controversial scientific research method involving the manipulation of pathogens to give them a new aspect or ability, such as making viruses more transmissible or dangerous to humans. Despite all we've learned about the potential risks of this particular method of research, this is the first congressional hearing on this subject since the pandemic began. Today we will discuss what gain-of-function research entails, how gain-of-function research is defined, and whether the definition of gain-of-function research is applied consistently by the Department Health and Human Services P3CO Review Committee. This is a committee that was set up to study potential pandemic pathogens. We will discuss the responsibility for how we determine the risks and benefits. We'll also discuss how this committee operates, how this committee approves or denies projects from receiving federal funding based on whether the pathogen is considered to be a credible source of potential future human pandemic, and if the potential risks as compared to the potential benefits to society are justified. In other words, a project is not gain of function if the review committee is unsure if a recombinant virus will create a future pandemic. There's a question of whether or not there's a reasonable expectation that it might be, or whether or not it has been in the past, or what viruses should be and should not be experimented upon. This broad criteria gives one sole committee, which is comprised of an unknown group of bureaucrats. I believe the names are not released of who's on the committee, so there's not necessarily any oversight of the oversight. The power to spend millions of taxpayer dollars on a single preemptive guess with potentially devastating consequences. Today we will also consider whether gain-of-function research was performed at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. First, no one, not myself or anyone I'm aware of, argues that a recombinant supervirus that has been published in scientific journals is COVID-19 or a close relative. If, and I underline if, COVID-19 leaked from the Wuhan lab, it would be a laboratory-created virus that the Wuhan scientists have not yet and are unlikely ever to reveal. I maintain that the techniques that the NIH funded in Wuhan to create enhanced pathogens may have or could have been used to create COVID-19. The American people deserve to know how this pandemic started and to know if the NIH funded research that may have caused this pandemic. Gain-of-function research has the potential to unleash a global pandemic that threatens the lives of millions, yet this is the first time the issue has been discussed in a congressional committee. I'm sure each member of this committee, as well as the full Senate, can agree that we need stronger government oversight of how our tax dollars are being used to finance experimenting with possibly fatal diseases. Again, I thank each of our distinguished witnesses and for being here today, and I thank Chairwoman Hassan for working with me to convene this meeting. Before we begin, I would like to note that I've invited senators who are not on the subcommittee to also attend today. Therefore, I ask unanimous consent to allow Senator Marshall and Senator Johnson to fully participate in the hearing, provided that any members of the subcommittee be given deference in the order of recognition. Without objection. Next, I'd like to remind witnesses that any written testimony they have, anything that they have submitted, will be included in the record, and to please keep your opening remarks to around 7 minutes.
Watch the American Journal weekday mornings, 8 to 11 central at band.video.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The silent majority
is no longer silent.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Rand Paul, his opening statements, his testimony, his hearing yesterday in regards to gain-of-function research and COVID-19 that Fauci lied about.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. world government, the new world order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless new world order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day could be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, August 4th, 2022. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And I have such a loaded transmission today, I cannot waste a single second of it. I'll hit some of the news here in a second. Dan Lyman coming up in the first hour, Revenge of the Sis in the second hour, and Jesse Lee Peterson in the third hour. So we are absolutely loaded, not to mention just a huge news desk and 20 video clips to get to. So it's going to be a wild ride for the next 3 hours. I'm putting out the show headline as news breaks right before I go on air that Joe Biden still has COVID, tests negative for COVID again. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I guess this is technically the third time he's had COVID. But no, the truth is, we don't know the truth. Has he had COVID ever since he went to the Middle East and Israel and Saudi Arabia, spreading COVID all around the planet? He's an international super spreader, Joe Biden is. Literally coughing and shaking hands. We all watched it. Did he ever not have COVID? Were the test results false positives? Is this all just an excuse to take him off of the front lines because he's such an embarrassment and he can't even talk? Maybe he's having serious bowel issues. And he can't go out in public, and so they're having to isolate him and have the digital president. Who knows what the real answer is? Maybe he does have cancer. I mean, he said he had cancer. I don't know. Maybe his dementia is really having a rough go of it right now. But no, it's not the third time Biden has tested negative for COVID in the last month. It's the sixth straight day that he's tested positive for COVID. And he's testing positive for COVID 4 times vaccinated, while Rand Paul is having the gain-of-function research hearing, which also needs to kind of translate into the mRNA vaccine effectiveness hearing, because they lied about that too. If Joe Biden is the ultimate proof, I don't know what is. So it's really just amazing. The world is just a joke, man. I mean, we are just in the clown world. Maybe we're just in hell at this point. I mean, with people like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and the lying media and just how corrupt this country is now, maybe we're just already in hell. Certainly these little demons operating want to bring us there. So, okay, so what's the story? Does Biden really have COVID for a month? Why did he travel around the planet like a super spreader? Obviously the vaccines aren't working. But see, here's their other problem. They don't want to give the baton to Kamala Harris because she's even worse than Biden. If you can believe that. So they have to have a digital Biden signing bills in a basement somewhere with his house slippers on with COVID. Because Carmella is so pathetic, they don't want to put her on the front lines. They don't want to put her on camera as the fill-in president. That's That's an abomination. That's an embarrassment. So, sixth straight day Biden tests positive for COVID. How's that vaccine working? But, oh, he's doing so great, he'll tell you. Thanks to the vaccine. Oh, the digital president. Trump, meanwhile, is playing golf. But I don't know. I tend to doubt all of it. Is Biden even sick? Are they just making it up to keep him off the, to keep him on the sidelines, keep him the digital president? Maybe he's having some other problems. Who knows with this administration? They just lie straight to your face. In fact, let's go to a nice lie here. This is unbelievable stuff that we get from the Biden administration, where Joe Biden says he's lowered gas prices. Kamala Harris just claimed that they've lowered gas prices. Kamala Harris says that gas prices have dropped 80 cents per gallon. Well, yeah, that's after they increased $3 per gallon. So Democrats increase gas $3 per gallon, and then it goes down a little bit, and they say, we've saved you money. We've lowered gas prices. But when prices go up, it's Putin. When prices go down, it's us. Democrat logic. But see, doesn't matter that the food banks have lines out the door and they run out of food every night. It doesn't matter that people can't even afford their grocery bill, their energy bill anymore, all because of the Democrats. No, they're saving you money, they claim. And so they go on Fox News, and a Fox News host who's usually a bit of a squish actually calls him out on the lie. I don't see the number here on my video list. Yes, there it is. Here's Amos Hochstein, who is a member of the Biden cabinet. He goes on Fox News and claims that the gas prices never went up until after Putin invaded Ukraine, a total lie. And thank God the Fox News host actually calls him out on it. But here's the blatant lying Biden administration in clip four.
Still feared by a lot of analysts that come the fall because of inflationary pressures that the price of oil is going to go back up again. But let me just drill down on what you said a moment ago about the war in Ukraine. We heard this president say over and over and over again. We heard every aide that was willing to, you know, speak in front of a microphone say, it's Putin's price hike, it's Putin's price hike, it's Putin's price hike. You pointed out the war in Ukraine is still raging and prices are coming down. So what about this idea that this was Putin's price hike? Many people say that's a fallacy because the war is still raging and prices are coming down.
Well, it's not a fallacy. If you look at the charts.
So why are prices coming down?
I'll explain. The prices start going up as soon as Putin starts intervening in the energy market in Europe. No, they actually weren't.
Sure they were.
No, that's just factually not true.
These people are just cold-blooded liars. They all are. And they just lie right to your face with confidence. And then they want to point the finger at us and call us the liars. Man, I'm telling you, let me just say this, and I'm going to move on quickly. The view that I have right now, the perspective that I have right now on these historical times and these historical incidents that are happening right now, it's incredible to watch, folks. I mean, I'm sitting here watching human history and American history happen, and I've got one of the realest views of all of it. And I'll be honest with you, it's scary. Now, I don't have fear. I've given my fear to God. I walk with God, so I don't really have any fear. But I'm saying, if you had the view I have of all this right now, you'd understand just how perilous of a time humanity might be going into right now. And it's not just the corruption. It's the masses of people under total mind control. I don't know what's scarier, to be honest. Corruption I can deal with. Mass mind control? That's like a whole nother ballgame. And I'm telling you, I get to watch it every day from a bird's eye view with vision like an eagle. So there you go though. There's the Biden administration. Gas prices didn't go up until Putin invaded Ukraine. Really, here's the chart. They went up as soon as Biden got into office. Actually, they were up a dollar before Putin invaded Ukraine. That's just not true. What won't these people lie about? They lie about obvious facts right to your face. What wouldn't they lie about? But see, we tell the truth. Doesn't mean we're perfect. Doesn't mean we might not get it wrong. But we tell the truth. We're not liars here. That's why we have to be shut down. And it's you in the audience that are having an impact by running for school board, running for office, taking action in the streets with peaceful activism. That's why this transmission, that's why this operation has been marked for destruction. And all the proof is in the pudding. So folks, we want to be here as long as possible. We want to keep this ship in orbit, fighting corruption, fighting tyranny as long as we possibly can. And that's our operational procedure. But we need the fuel. We need some spare parts replaced. We need to pay the crew. So please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to be on here doing a transmission, probably barely plugged today because I'm so obsessed with the news. So please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the great supplements. Get the emergency preparedness food and keep InfoWars on the air.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works. InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day could be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
So it's official Democrat Party policy of open borders that is going to lead to at least 5 million illegal immigrant entries into this country in the fiscal year 2022. We all know that. So Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, says, hey, we're getting slammed with all these illegal immigrants. We can't handle them. Let's send them to some of the Democrat sanctuary cities that claim they want the illegal immigrants so badly. Let's send them there. And then all of a sudden the Democrats complain. In New York City, in Washington, D.C., they say, whoa, we can't handle these illegal immigrants. Well, really, neither can America, but you don't seem to mind that. And so here was Greg Abbott calling out Mayor Muriel Bowser and Eric Adams in a recent interview.
They wanted to complain about it, about what they're having to grapple with, but I wanted them to come to the border and see for themselves the magnitude of the problem that we're having at the border. We've sent more than 6,000 people by bus to Washington, D.C. We have that many people coming across the Del Rio sector every single day.
Every day.
And they need to see firsthand what we're having to deal with. I think if we could educate more leaders across this country about the chaos caused by the Biden administration, that would compel the Biden administration to finally step up and do its job under the Constitution and enforce the immigration laws that have been passed by Congress.
Well, no offense to Greg Abbott, but if he really believes that, he's a moron. This is all part of the agenda to destroy America. This isn't ignorance or incompetence on the hand of the Biden administration. It is a direct assault to this country. Dan Lyman joins me now from InfoWars Europe and Border Hawk News. Probably the best aggregation for border news is Border Hawk News. Dan, what are the latest stories? I mean, the migrant caravans never stopped. We're over 2 million illegal border entries on record so far this year alone. And, oh, the Democrats love the illegal immigrants until they show up in their backyards, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we can take this in a couple different directions. So I'll do the quick one first. In regards to how many people are coming into this country, then we really don't know. We just know what the government tells us. But, you know, I got a little bit of insight listening to President Trump speak in person recently. And he said that he believes, and he worded it in a way that it was hard to tell, like, what time frame. But he said he believes that as many as 15 million illegal aliens will enter the country. And the way that he said it, I got the impression that he meant just in the first year or two of the Biden administration. So maybe by the end of this fiscal year or the end of 2022, we might see 15 million illegal aliens in the country. Even if it was all 4 years of the Biden administration, that's, of course, a shockingly high number. So whatever the government and the regime is telling us is, of course, just a very small portion of the truth. And then I want to go to kind of what you were just saying. We just don't know who's coming into the country. We have the crime that's been committed. This just actually broke today. There was a story that was going around yesterday overnight about a 12-year-old girl who had been picked up on the side of a highway in Alabama, and she had been wandering around alone. And when they picked her up, a passing motorist called police, and police she was able to lead them to a trailer home where there was bodies decomposing in the home. And it turned out that she had been trapped inside that trailer home as well for approximately a week, and she'd been tortured by a suspect in there. And so it turns out that the suspect is illegally in the United States and was previously deported to Mexico. Those details are still coming out, and it's unclear what the history is with this guy, but he has been arrested again and has been charged with all sorts of heinous crimes.
My goodness, that's the second time really in a couple months this similar story has developed. There was the 12-year-old girl that they said got raped and had to have an abortion. Then they said, no, wait, she didn't get raped. Really? 12-year-old girl doesn't get raped? Then you find out that the alleged rapist is an illegal immigrant and apparently in a relationship with the mother. So there's something going on there. And now you got this situation. This girl gnaws her way out of her hand restraints. And thank God she's able to get to law enforcement, because who knows how many other people this individual would have tortured and killed.
Right, exactly. It appears, according to reports, that it was his ex-girlfriend or girlfriend and her son that he may have killed inside this trailer. Just horrifying stuff. Yeah, and going back to what you were saying just a second ago, actually the girl was 10 years old, and the media took that story and ran with it because it was, it fit with their abortion agenda. It turns out that the girl was probably impregnated when she was 9, which I know, 10's terrible, but 9's just even that much worse. And the media has pretty much dropped that story now that it turns out that the guy is in the country illegally. And then, I want to also then take that and point the viewers to the Illegal Alien Crime Report, which is a fantastic website that just documents all of the crime on a daily basis being committed by illegals. And they recently published a story that said, while the story of illegal alien impregnating child is disgusting, it's hardly unusual. And I know that because I read the Illegal Alien Crime Report every day, and I see the amount of sex crimes being committed against children, some of them very young, some of them relatives of the people that are preying on them, by illegal aliens is astonishing. And you could probably spin off an entire website just what's going on in the state of North Carolina alone. So, I mean, so much stuff is happening kind of right under the surface, and the media is actively turning a blind eye or spinning the narrative so that we don't find out these key details of these stories. But, thankfully we're able to bring some of them to light at Border Hawk News and, of course, at NewsWars and InfoWars.com.
Yeah, that's crazy. You just mentioned that. The crew pulled the site up. Another 70 child sex assault charges filed against illegal aliens in North Carolina last month. That was just July, 70 of them. I don't hear any of this in the news. None of this ever makes the news.
No, and it's ongoing every single day. I encourage people to go to that site, daily just to see what's going on. But, we aggregate their stories over at Border Hawk News as well, which you can check daily. And so going back to what you're saying about D.C. and about the busing, I still have very mixed feelings about that approach. That is quite a tricky stunt that the governor is pulling. I don't like seeing illegals being given free pass deeper into the United States. But at the same time, it's done a good job in a way of luring these people out into the light and forcing the media to cover the issue. What we did actually with Border Hawk, when this busing started, we sent a reporter on the ground down to Union Square and our Union Station there and waited for the buses to come in when they started coming. And when they did, it turned out that Antifa was part of the receiving party, and they were showing up there and being used as kind of foot soldiers on the ground to attack and to go after any media outlets that were trying to report on it fairly. And we actually had our reporter was confronted by them multiple times, called a racist. They tried to block his camera. They used all the typical Antifa stuff.
Who's communicating with Antifa to even give them the intel or the orders to be there?
Right. Well, we see these same kind of chain of commands, these same networks in Europe all the time. Antifa is synonymous with the refugees welcome crowd. So they work hand in hand with a lot of these NGOs and these charity groups that were also on the ground in D.C. waiting to receive the illegals and take them, into other hiding spots within D.C. or, as we learned recently, maybe even to stash houses, possibly. There was a big bust in D.C. Last week or the week before, a very nice neighborhood, one of the nicest neighborhoods on the outskirts of D.C., they found 6 stash houses packed with illegal aliens. So you have to wonder what is going on when these people get dropped up.
Yeah.
Right.
And by the way, on the sexual assault with the illegal immigration issue, we were getting intel, it was over a year ago, from people inside these illegal immigrant camps that little kids, they noticed that little kids were performing sex acts on themselves and other little kids, which is a sign of sex abuse. Like, they don't learn that on their own. Someone's doing that to them, showing them that stuff. A total sign of sex abuse. And these little kids are enduring it on their way up here. And by the way, I mean, just the images of the illegal immigrants in D.C. just crowding the streets because they have nowhere to go, sleeping at night, has been a powerful wake-up call, I think.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day could be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, great supplements, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to banned.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The Great Reset and the War for the World is the book that the government doesn't want you to read, that most of the big, powerful companies trying to control your life, the big tech companies, they don't want you to read this book. They want to control what you think, what you do, what you read, but you don't want that. And Alex Jones doesn't want that. And this book shows you what's happening and gives you the sort of playbook for how to fight against it. And so by buying this book, you're going to prove that censorship doesn't work, that freedom is alive in this country. This is essential reading. And, you know, I would go right now and buy it before the censorship kicks in. It's not going to be available in bookstores. It's not going to be available in libraries. They're going to try to take it down from every platform that they can, but they're not going to be able to do it. Prove that censorship doesn't work. Buy The Great Reset. Thank you, Alex Jones. I really appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate you writing this book and getting the information out there.
Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right. Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
InfoWars.com/show.
Warning, this broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Dan Lyman with me. Dan Lyman used to live in Europe, now lives in Florida. And it's funny, Dan, because I saw this tweet get promoted and go viral, and then other similar tweets started getting promoted, and I would go and I would read them. And it's all these liberals saying similar things to this. My husband thinks I'm crazy because I refuse to visit or even drive through a red state because I don't feel safe. Would you drive through Kentucky or Texas with New York State license plates? Am I being obtuse? Here's another example of liberals don't even live in reality. All the left, all the liberals are leaving California and New York and Illinois. Those are the three most left states, all because they're run by Democrats. The top 10 cities that people are fleeing, all run by Democrats. Not to mention, Democrat cities and states have the highest crime rates. But Dan, she's afraid. She's afraid to drive through Texas, and she's afraid to drive through Kentucky because she's a brainwashed liberal. These people don't live in reality. I mean, talk about Florida. Is it not just completely booming right now? I mean, I live in Texas. Everyone's moving here to Austin. Is it the same in Florida, or is that obvious situation just being ignored by these people?
Oh, it's absolutely booming. A lot of great people moving here, of course. And then you have the libtards that are moving away from the cities and states that they've successfully destroyed. So it's probably a bit of a, you know, a balance. Maybe the state will always be purple due to that. But you know, yeah, it's amazing. If I were her, I would be terrified to drive her car with New York plates through the city of New York, because that place is absolutely falling apart. And then, you know, on the Florida thing, actually we had something really interesting happening here where, you know, what we do at InfoWars is we tie together threads. We pull threads out of certain stories that the media is kind of overlooking or choosing not to report on, and we're tying them together. So this morning you had the governor, Ron DeSantis. He suspended a state attorney who is basically defying the rules handed down from Tallahassee and saying he wouldn't enforce certain laws that had to do with abortion and gender reassignment surgery, or whatever you want to call that butchery. But of course, any state attorney that is not going to enforce those rules is probably not enforcing other laws as well. And that is apparent in the city of Tampa. I just spent some time up in Tampa, and you know, some parts of it are, of course, are very nice. But you know, where I went, I felt like it was a little bit lawless in ways. And ways that you don't necessarily see through the state of Florida. It felt like its own little haven for criminality, I would say. There were a lot of homeless, a lot of people sleeping in the streets, large packs of people looking for trouble around there. And so what's funny is, in this same county where this guy is, you know, under his purview in Hillsborough County, we just did a story and published it at News Wars because we see, you know, the correlation between someone who isn't going to enforce the law and then the brazenness of the criminals under their purview, let's say. And so we had a smash and grab. These are becoming so popular in the United States and in Europe, where you just have mobs of thieves. They'll just swarm a store. They often target jewelry stores because they can just go in with hammers and smash up the display cases and grab a bunch of jewelry and run out. And that's exactly what they did in the city of Tampa earlier this week, and got away with $100,000 worth of jewelry, and now they're on the run. And so, you know, it all goes hand in hand. When you have authorities who are refusing to enforce the law, you get spiraling crime out of control. And I have to commend the governor for, you know, suspending this guy. And we need to see more of that, more action. And people like that need to not just be suspended. I think they need to be investigated and probably prosecuted.
Yeah, DeSantis truly showing the way, setting the course for future Republican governors. I hope that he becomes the example that we hold up, that we lift up as the example to how to govern as a Republican. Switching lanes, though, the big primaries just happened. Now, Joe Kent has not conceded Washington. I think there's only like half of the votes counted still. Our elections are so rigged, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I'm sorry. The thing happening in Arizona is out of control. Washington's out of control. But people are blaming two things on Joe Kent's loss. Seemed like it was a sure thing. Seems like an obvious pick there, especially with the anti-Trump Republican he was running against. People are blaming Nick Fuentes for sabotaging Joe Kent's primary, because Kent kind of picked a fight with Nick's followers called the Groypers. I thought that was a mistake from Joe Kent, but okay. And then Fuentes had his little out with him, like Fuentes has done with so many others. And then Joe Kent basically said, hey, you know, I don't need to run as a staunch Christian, because non-Christians vote too that want to save the country. So let's not try to, you know, alienate them from this populist uprising. And you know, this is really, it's kind of the strongest thing about conservatives, but it's also the weak point. And that's that conservatives are actually diverse. The populist movement, the conservative movement, is actually extremely diverse, unlike the cult that is the Democrat liberal left. So what do we do to avoid this in the future? Because I'm not blaming Nick Fuentes, I'm not blaming Joe Kent, but there's clearly conservatives not being able to come together to get the ball to and over the goal line. I mean, I don't know if this ever ends. Meyer Flores was calling it out the other day. Do you ever see conservatives and populists finally coming together, putting their differences aside and saying, hey, we might disagree, but we got to get all our votes in the right direction if we're going to save this country?
Well, here's the thing. This is what's happened. We whatever you want to call us, ultra MAGA, the new right, the populist right. In 2015, 2016, we were really the trailblazers who said, you know what, enough of this party loyalty stuff. We're not Republicans. That's what not where a lot of us come from. I certainly didn't identify with the Republican Party at that time. And we said, you know what, we are going to forge a new path forward. And we said, we're going to support Donald Trump. We don't care what all the Cruz bots out there or the Rubios out there, what they had to say, and certainly not what the please clap Jebbers had to say. And we said, we are going to forge a new path forward, and we're going to start really kind of vetting the candidates that are put in front of us and not just support them because they have an R next to their name. And so because of that, I think that the efforts to infiltrate our wing of the party, so to speak, are really ramping up because they see we're the ones with the momentum. We're the ones winning election. We're the people, you know, our movement really is what is going on at the ground level. We are the base. And so we have to be extra careful about new candidates that are being put forward. And that puts us in a tough position because with someone like Joe Kent, you know, I don't feel strongly about him one way or the other. You know, the fact of the matter that he is a former or maybe current CIA agent. So we have to be very suspicious of that. That tie and that thing in his past. And then also the fact that he apparently was a Bernie bro in 2020. Those are big red flags to me. Again, I don't feel strongly about him either way. I just want to see us putting forward good candidates. I'm happy to see what happened in Arizona with Blake Masters and what we've seen, even probably good stuff out of J.D. Vance that he's moving along as well. I remain skeptical of most politicians, most elected officials, including the nominees of this party. But as of right now, it seems like we're turning things generally in a good direction. But I think that we need to take every single candidate, seriously and not just support them because of, you know, a few good lines that they throw out there. And with Myra Flores, you know, she was in office for hardly a few days and she was already, you know, voting for some low key amnesty stuff. So, she's already kind of definitely throwing up some red flags, even though she sounded good at first. So we just need to be really extra careful. And it's unfortunate our side gets infiltrated. That's why we're so extra cautious and it causes infighting sometimes. You notice this stuff never happens on the other side of the aisle because they are always advancing the football forwards. And it really is the radical wing, the radical group that of that party that is moving the football now. And all they want is wins. They want D wins and they stay together. They stay in lockstep and that works to their advantage. Unfortunately, we can't allow that on our side because we get people like Mitch McConnell and Kevin, what's his face from California leading, Kevin McCarthy leading the party. And we can't trust those people either.
Well, I will say that I fully support Joe Kent. I think we definitely need him in there. I think he's the real deal, but again, it's this weird, bitter tension that exists between Con Inc. and PopCon, conservative incorporated and populist conservatives. It's this bitterness. It's this tensity. I mean, and it happens at CPAC. It happens at TPUSA. It happens at all these things. And it's just sad. I mean, it's happening to Alex Stein right now. I don't want to get into it. But, you know, it's just sad that Con Inc. really wants to just bury PopCon. Because they're so afraid of it, I think, is what it is, Dan. By the way, Dan Lyman, Border Hawk News, you guys got a channel at Bandai Video now, right?
That's true. It's very true.
That's great to hear.
Sold out for 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. There's nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is, don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials. Storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more at preparetoday.com.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle. The globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there is problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. And we are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today. TheIronPatriot.com and watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of InstaHeart. It's discreet shipping. I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at TheIronPatriot.com.
Infowars.com/show.
You know, oftentimes I'm asked on days like yesterday, how do you do more than 3 hours of live broadcasting? Some days I'll do seven. Well, I am on performance-enhancing supplements. It's true, folks. And it's BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. Whenever I need some mental clarity, some mental focus, some mental energy, I go right to BrainForce Ultra, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Find out why. Get yours today, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm also enjoying the Fizzy Magnesium. I have to tell you, I'm cheating, though, because I now do two scoops. I used to be a one scooper. I'm now a two scooper. Two scoops of Fizzy Magnesium is the best orange drink you're going to have. I thought one was the best orange drink you could find. Then I tried two. Boy, oh boy, I better not try three. Fizzy Magnesium, also exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, a lot of people, most people even, are deficient in magnesium. And that's why we decided to sell a magnesium supplement to address that issue. And magnesium is so key for the enzyme functions in your body. Both on sale exclusively right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. Okay. Pay for play, Democrat corruption, we've got it all. Hunter Biden involved in 2018 deal to send grain from Ukraine to China. Hunter Biden was involved in a 2018 project by Burisma Holdings, you know that company again, to export grain from Ukraine to China. So the Bidens are doing deals in Ukraine and China. That's nice. A document from his abandoned laptop shows the scandal-scarred First Sun's signature was among those on a Burisma board resolution dated July 27, 2018 that concerned the Sino-Ukraine Silk Road Grain Port project. So there it is. The Bidens again doing deals in Ukraine and China. And they say, we don't do any foreign business dealings. Biden says, I have no idea about any of that. But then we have the records where Biden gets 10%. Joe Biden gets 10% of the deals. And all of the times Hunter came to the White House for business meetings with his business partners and associates to meet with Joe Biden. But can Republicans file articles of impeachment? No, Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy can't be bothered to do that. Why? Well, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. They're about as active as Joe Biden with COVID. And then you've got Nancy Pelosi that puts the whole world in danger because her insider trading concerns and her ego. The Chinese blockade of Taiwan may have already begun. China announces the median line will cease to exist as Taiwan blockade has begun. And this is a direct response from China and the Chinese military to Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. Now, you know, it's fair to ask because there hasn't been an answer. What was Nancy Pelosi doing in Taiwan? What was she doing there? She wasn't going to show U.S. support of Taiwan because as she was going there, the Biden administration, John Kirby, and others said multiple times, we do not stand with Taiwan. We do not stand with Taiwanese independence. So why did Pelosi go there and why is nobody asking the question? Of course, we know why Pelosi went there. She's doing insider trading with chip companies. Taiwan, one of the biggest chip manufacturing countries in the world. She needs to know what the situation with China is because she needs to know whether she wants to buy more holdings in chip manufacturers or sell more holdings in chip manufacturers. That's what she's doing. But she knows now all of her trades and communications are probably being watched because the corruption in the Pelosi family finances is so obvious at this point that she had to fly over there. I mean, this is like Wolf of Wall Street stuff, folks. This is like the scene in Wolf of Wall Street when he's got to get to Morocco or whatever it is, go from Morocco to Switzerland to get all his money out of the bank, but he has to go there to do it because he can't have his communications on a phone or anything because he knows he's being recorded. And what happens in that scene? A plane gets blasted out of the air into the ocean. Remember that powerful scene? People die because of the rich and powerful's aspirations and illegal activities. Remember how powerful that scene was? That's literally Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan. Except it might start a war. It's not just going to be one plane out of the sky. It might start a war. But hey, she's got to get her insider trading information because she's got a lot of her massive fortune in chip companies. And that's going to be affected by what happens with China and Taiwan. So she puts the whole world at risk for her ego and her financial crimes. And nobody asks the question of what is Pelosi doing over there? I guess it's because it's so obvious. Ballistic missiles soar over Taiwan. Hundreds of PLA fighters breach airspace. Yeah, Pelosi, she really stands with Taiwan, doesn't she? Going over there and putting a target on Taiwan's back for her own selfishness. Her own greed. Yeah, Pelosi's really pro-Taiwan, isn't she? No, she's pro-Pelosi is what she is. She just put a massive target on Taiwan's back. She doesn't give a damn about the Taiwanese people. All she cares about is herself. Then there's the NATO expansion. And folks, this is where it gets really real. This is where we're really, I mean, Nancy Pelosi flying over there is a bad thing. It just shows how corrupt and greedy she is. But the NATO thing is the real threat. Senate ratifies Sweden and Finland request to join NATO. Senator Hawley stands alone in dissenting. Here was Senator Hawley's reasons for dissenting in clip six.
The Senate will vote today on whether to expand NATO. by admitting Sweden and Finland. I intend to vote no, and I encourage my colleagues to do the same, and I want to say a word or two as to why. Finland and Sweden want to expand NATO because it is in their national security interest to do so. And fair enough. The question that should properly be before us, however, is it in the United States' interest to do so? Because that's what American foreign policy is supposed to be about, I thought. It's about American security, protecting American workers, defending American jobs, securing American prosperity. And I fear that some in this town have lost sight of that. They think American foreign policy is about creating a liberal world order or nation building overseas. With all due respect, they're wrong.
Josh Hawley, one of the good ones. Josh Hawley, the only one who didn't vote to ratify. And this is all an affront to Russia, folks, okay? This has nothing to do with Finland or Sweden at all. NATO is defunct. It's been proven defunct since February when Russia went into Ukraine. It's a giant money laundering operation, and they just want more excuses to launder more money. Russia's not going to go into Sweden or Finland tomorrow. Russia probably never would to begin with. Yeah, they might want to reclaim Ukraine because of all the corruption that's going on there, and half of the country is Russian already anyway, and it used to be the capital of Russia. But see, the West sees NATO and the European countries see NATO as a giant money laundering operation. So if they can expand it, that's good for them. Bad for the world. But it's all just an affront to Russia is what it is. That's all this is just the globalist and the West trying to make a power move against Russia geopolitically because they're losing massively in Ukraine. But I don't even know if that's fair to say. They've stolen so much money and they have put so many weapons on the black market in that region. I don't really know if you can say they've lost it, but they certainly have not gotten the support around the world. They certainly have not gotten the support of the people, and they certainly are not winning the war on the ground. So in that regard, they've lost it, but we've all lost it because we're all being robbed. We're all being looted. We're all being lied to. Oh, here we go. More Democrat pay for play. Joe Biden's campaign-funded private security firm owned by Cortez Masto's husband, that's another Democrat, and a friend of Hunter Biden. And so they just, folks, they take campaign donations and then they give them all to their friends. It's literally pay for play. And they buy endorsements and they pay off contractors, no bid contracts. And it's all these massive funds they bring in through campaign fundraising, and then they just dole it out to all their friends and all their loyalists. There's another one, stories at Breitbart. And it's rules, you know, the new rules never apply to them. They're better than you. They're Democrats. 9 overdue tickets paid Monday are among the dozens councilwoman has racked up since 2005, record show. That's the Democrat councilwoman that ran over a hit and run on a biker. Turns out she's a total scofflaw. Yeah, no wonder she hit and ran. She had dozens of other unpaid tickets. But she's a liberal Democrat. She's like Paul Pelosi. She's above the law. She's higher on the moral chain than you.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest BrainForce offering, BrainForce Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. BrainForce Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind BrainForce Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for its exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our BrainForce Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of BrainForce Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Why do you pay so high taxes? Your taxes in New York, why are they so high? Oh, this might be why. Governor Kathy Hochul leaves taxpayers with $250,000 tab for her flights around New York. She just flies everywhere. And you should see the flight log. She does flights that would be like maybe an hour or two drive. She just takes flights everywhere, private jets, everything. By the way, though, she's a good, loyal Democrat. She wants you to pay for carbon emissions. But she flies on a plane all around the state of New York because she's Kathy Hochul. She's more important than you. Oh, it's also helicopter rides too. She does it all. She does it all. Yeah, there's the flight logs right there from April 1st to July 8th. That's just, so we're just talking a couple months, folks. That's just a couple months, and she's joyriding all around New York City on taxpayer dollar while she wants you to pay for carbon taxes and shut your AC off and not fly or drive a car. She's a Democrat. She's better than you. You're a serf. She's a Democrat. Don't you understand the pecking order around here? This is amazing how nobody's covering this except Marissa Hansen on Substack. Sussman Godfrey, Houston's very own version of Perkins Coie. It appears Judge Hidalgo has formed a lucrative donor relationship with Houston's prestigious law firms, specifically Houston's very own versions of Perkins Coie, Sussman Godfrey. The firm Sussman Godfrey has taken a shining to El Comandante Hidalgo. She's well known as one of the most corrupt judges. Especially over a 3-week period last year, suspiciously around the same time Astroworld Fest, a tragic event in our city resulting in 8 deaths of adolescents. And so she got called out for some suspicious behavior right there in front of, I believe, the courtroom in clip 11.
Inappropriate campaign donations. Judge Hidalgo, have you heard of the law firm Sussman Godfrey? You accepted over 6 figures of campaign donations from Sussman Godfrey, who is representing Live Nation in the Astroworld Fest lawsuit. And within that 3-week period that you got donations from out-of-state donors, you called for an independent investigation into Astroworld Fest. Were you steering an investigation over a little child that was trampled to death? Remember, Ezra? Seems illegal, doesn't it? Seems like you were steering an investigation.
Maybe profiting off the death of children?
Judge. It's over $100,000 that you accepted from this law firm.
She
in a 3-week period.
She's silent.
Thank you.
Folks, nobody is next covering this, by the way. I was stunned when I tried to do more research. This lady on Substack, Marissa Hansen, the only one with the story, the only one with the video. The Astroworld story was a pretty big story, if you don't recall. And now this corrupt judge is taking payments from the law firm representing the defendants in that case, where 8 kids died. And nobody sees a problem with that. It's just Democrat pay for play. Owen, shut up. They get to do that. You sit down, you shut up, you go bankrupt. They're the Democrats. They're conquerors. They're tyrants. They're oppressors. Why should we be surprised what they do? By the way, they crush you. They cause your energy prices to go up. They cause your gas prices to go up. They cause everything to go up. Food prices to go up. But they're all fat, rich, and happy, see? U.S. household debt surpasses $16 trillion on higher mortgages. Food prices skyrocket. Food lines get longer. So the average American's life is getting harder and harder financially. And now the Democrats are raising your taxes. They lied about it, too. They're dirty, rotten liars. 78 to 90% of the money raised from supersizing the IRS plus the new anti-inflation bill that's just an increase in tax bill would come from those making less than $200,000 a year. Only 4% to 9% would come from those making more than $500,000 a year. This is a huge middle tax increase. David Asman has the story. Yeah, folks. I mean, you're getting crushed by Democrats right now. They are stealing your future. They are stealing your prosperity. And they're doing it with a grin on a face and a thumb up their nose, telling you how much better they are than you.
The Great Reset and the War for the World is the book that the government doesn't want you to read, that most of the big, powerful companies trying to control your life, the big tech companies, they don't want you to read this book. They want to control what you think, what you do, what you read, but you don't want that. And Alex Jones doesn't want that. And this book shows you what's happening and gives you the sort of playbook for how to fight against it. And so by buying this book, you're going to prove that censorship doesn't work, that freedom is alive in this country. This is essential reading. And, you know, I would go right now and buy it before the censorship kicks in. It's not going to be available in bookstores. It's not going to be available in libraries. They're going to try to take it down from every platform that they can, but they're not going to be able to do it. Prove that censorship doesn't work. Buy The Great Reset. Thank you, Alex Jones. I really appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate you writing this book and getting the information out there.
Hosted by Royce and Mike, revengeofthesis.com. Guys, let's go ahead and put them on screen, please. Just go ahead and put them on screen for me. Let's get them on screen there. All right. Now, I want to explain something. That's enough of them. Two of them is plenty. Trust me. I want to explain something. Put them back on the screen, guys. You can even open their mics, too. But this is what we're going to call this ceremonial, actually. Because they were complaining that they do not respect me or even recognize me as a human because I hadn't had them on my show yet. But now you've been on my show, and so that's it. Congratulations, guys. We can let you go now. Would you like any departing words?
No, we're good. Appreciate it.
That's it. We're good.
Thank you so much for our time.
That was deal done?
Yeah, we're good.
Well, we got to get you on ours still because that, you know.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm kidding, of course, but I was watching their show the other day, and they were giving me a hard time. I actually thought it was funny. But guys, there's a lot for us to talk about today. I want to get your opinion on some stuff because I need your wisdom. Some of these issues are confusing me. Can we just dive right in? Is that okay? I want to skip the introductions.
Let's go. Everyone knows this. Let's do it.
Okay, so.
It's InfoWars. You guys always dive right in. It's always an intense experience.
We're like Hunter Biden in a meth lab with Russian hookers. You just dive right in. Don't ask questions. We'll figure that out later. Secret Service takes care of it. All right. I don't know if you guys have seen this video. We've all seen the videos, libs of TikTok, the teachers indoctrinating the kids, you know, what's your pronouns. But we haven't really heard much about the teachers getting made fun of for this type of lunacy. And I couldn't believe that when I saw this video. It's the first I've ever seen of it. Here's a teacher who tries to indoctrinate the kids with pronouns, and it backfires in clip 10.
Okay, TikTok, I really need your help here on this one. I'm a teacher. I teach 5th and 6th grade, and this morning, I don't know, somehow the concept of pronouns came up. And
one of my students said, well, Miss O'Dell, did you even ask me my pronouns? And I was like, whoa. I hadn't actually asked him his pronouns, and I had called him a him, and I said, I'm so sorry. I haven't actually called you, asked you what your pronouns are, and what are they? And he said, I'm sorry, Banana said, banana and rock. And I was like, dude, no, like, don't mess around. I was actually really upset because I thought he was making fun of it. And in fact, I'm still pretty sure he was making fun of it. And, but they all agreed, no, like, you can choose anything. Banana, rock, if you want banana and rock to be a pronoun, banana and rock's a pronoun. Is it? TikTok, tell me.
So there you go. A very confused woman, obviously, who goes to TikTok for advice. Guys, what do you think? A banana and rock legitimate, or are they trolling the teacher?
I cannot believe I have never seen that video. I gotta tell you something, man. That is amazing. Of course, everyone's trolling these teachers. I remember when I was a kid, my teachers were way more strict. The stuff I would have gotten away with if they would have let me identify as something. I'm sorry, I'm a bulldozer now.
Yeah, I out of the mouths of babes, man. Based kid.
Yes,
I love it. And you know what? The real telling part of that video too is you've been noticing these libs of TikTok video. It's always these like white Western female, like, you know, non-binary types. And you notice how she always goes, you know, I was talking to my kids today and like, I don't remember how, but the topic of like,
pronouns. Oh yeah. Oh, we don't know how it got brought up. Like, yeah, we know exactly how it got brought up.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, these kids don't actively go look for pronouns.
No.
They're being told every day, "What are your pronouns? Here's your special pronoun closet where you can put a wig on and change without your parents knowing."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the teacher always, that's a recurring theme in every one of those videos. Watch everyone, and they always go, "So I was teaching my kids today, okay?" And then like somehow the whole, you know, category came up. We were talking about me and my husband and how our fur baby. Babies have two daddies, and why I had to take off of work last week, and they had a substitute because I had monkeypox or schlong COVID. I'm sorry,
schlong COVID. Yes, thank you.
Well, I know how I was when I was in school. I was a bit of a rebel rouser at a young age. I cannot even imagine what my class would have done to a teacher telling us about pronouns. I think we would have had rocks, we would have had candles, we would have had giraffes, we would have had everything. Yeah. By the way, folks, I just want to say something quickly. Alex Jones just came in here. We're waiting on the first verdict in the case today. So we'll be giving that announcement when that verdict is reached. We're expecting that to happen very soon. So stay tuned if you're looking for that. We may even get joined by Alex Jones when that drops. But I'm serious. We would have been identifying as bananas. We would have been pencil sharpeners. I mean, it would have been a clown show in there.
I would have identified as Macho Man Randy Savage.
There you go. I would have been Hulk Hogan.
My full pronoun would have been Macho Man Randy Savage. And you would have had to say it every time.
Or you're a bigot.
Mm-hmm.
Or you are. They paint themselves all the time into their own hell. Like, they do it to themselves. They build their own prison where they make all these rules. And then even if you're lying to them, they have to live by their own rules. And then they're just sitting there. Now this woman has to call the kid a banana and rock for the rest of the time he's there.
And if she doesn't, he should go to the guidance counselor, or maybe go to, ACL or something, or the ACLU, excuse me, because we can't have rocks and bananas or anything else you identify being discriminated against in the classroom. I hope this continues because, look, these people can't be rationed with. They've lost their minds. The only way I see pushing back against this is just with blatant humor that they have to accept because it's their own ideology.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. They have to. And that's the thing. And they always rag on religion, and they always rag on people who, you know, who believe in God or believe in anything. And then at the end of the day, they always fill the void with this. This is a religion. This is a religion. Mm-hmm. Because it's the same thing. You have to have faith that dude is a chick. You have to have faith that you're not going to ruin a kid by giving him hormones when he's five. All they do is they're all faith based, and then they laugh at you and go, "Oh, Sky Daddy." I'm like, okay, really? You just castrated a kid. I don't want to hear your high ground anymore.
Yeah, their ideology is like a broken operating system or a broken video game, and they just keep patching it and keep patching it and keep patching it, and every patch breaks the old patch.
Yeah.
And you end up with just this broken mess of code, and that's what's happened.
It's called Windows.
You know, seriously, their entire ideology is like a game that you put way too many mods in, and now every time you click on the game logo, it immediately crashes, because it doesn't, you can't put all this conflicting firmware into something and expect it to function. And, you know, the truth is most of these people on the left, all these factions kind of secretly hate each other, but they're not allowed to say it.
They're not allowed to, yeah.
Well, I think they hate everything, to be honest. I think they just hate life in general. But that's why I say the current liberalism leftist ideology, it has a finite time period. You're not going to be able to groom kids in classrooms forever. You're not going to be able to argue that men can get pregnant and men are women forever. You can't have all these beliefs of gender fluidity that have infinite genders and infinite pronouns. It has a finite time period. And I think they know that. And that's why they're pressing the gas so much right now. That's why when they have the access for the kids, they're going in for it all right now, because they know this is our window. We have access to the kids. Let's just take advantage of it now, because it's not going to last forever.
Oh, yeah.
Not in my state.
Yeah, no, we're in Florida. DeSantis just fired. Just suspended that district attorney. He just said, no, you're out of here now. You're suspended. Because he said that he wasn't going to uphold the classroom stuff, the 15-week abortion ban, or any of the, you know, not say gay bill stuff. And DeSantis is like, okay, that's fine. You're fired.
That's how it should be.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to get rid of term limits here. I just want to name him Emperor of Florida and call
it a
day.
Would you be upset? I mean, if DeSantis, because, you know, people kind of want him to run for president or maybe be Trump's vice, I guess. I'd rather see him continuing to run Florida. I don't even live there, but I'd rather see him continuing to set the standard.
Well, we have two-term limits for governor, so he's got one more run. Hopefully now he wins. We get him for two more years, and then he's all yours. But I would like me and Royce have talked about it on the show. We'd love him to stay in, like, the Senate or, like, just stay here, please, and help us.
Yeah.
Because
and he was in Congress before he was the governor. By the way, this is being simulcast on Revenge of the Sith, CIS. So I'm going to break now. We'll be back maybe with the verdict in the trial that's happening right now. But I believe that they're still going to be live. I don't know what they're going to talk about. It might get wild over there. They might pull out a banana.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day could be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us. We're getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, Vitamineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle. Sold out for more than 6 months. Our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off, because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds in the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me.
Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we may or may not be joined by Alex. I'm not sure. There may or may not just have been a final verdict. I think they just gave it final verdict. Folks, I mean, it's just... I just don't know what to do right now. It's just, it's honestly just so crazy to be in this position. But all I'll say is a verdict's been reached, and we'll have that information shortly. I'll just leave it at that. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens in the next 30 or 40 minutes or so. I'll just leave it at that, because we're walking on ice here, you know. Try not to break it and crash it in on you, but maybe it already has crashed in, so what's the difference anyway? All right, let's get refocused here. We've got Revenge of the Sis with us, and boy, oh boy. Guys, I honestly can't even concentrate right now because this whole thing is crazy. So let's just do this.
Let's roll a clip here and get your guys' response to it. See if you guys are convinced. Let's see if Revenge of the Sith is convinced. John Kirby says he has proof that al-Zawahiri is dead, even though he's been declared dead multiple times before, 2 years ago, 4 years ago. Kirby says he has the proof. Let's see if Revenge of the Sith believes him in clip eight.
Afghan, big success this week. al-Zawahiri is gone. What is the proof that we actually killed him?
We have evidence, including visual evidence, as well as from other streams and sources that give us high confidence that that he was, in fact, the individual that we targeted and that he is, in fact, dead.
You know, when back when we got bin Laden, that we had someone helping us on the ground, Dr. Al-Faridi. We sort of left him behind. He was identified. I suspect that we had help here, but that we don't identify for security reasons.
I'd rather not get into the intelligence streams and how we developed this over the last several months. There were no U.S. personnel on the ground and involved in this strike. It was an airstrike by unmanned aerial vehicles. But the work that led to that was meticulous, painstaking intelligence work over the last several months.
So it sounds very convincing. He's really convinced me they must have killed that terrorist, guys.
Well, I mean, isn't this the guy that they said they killed in 2020 already? So I guess they killed him again. That's the other thing with that. And when I heard they got one of the masterminds behind 9/11, I was like, well, that's not true. Dick Cheney's still around. But I never believe, you can't believe them. The problem is they want you to believe them and all they do is lie to you and they lie every single day to your face. And you're like, no, I don't believe you got anything. I believe what you got was a PR problem. And I believe this is super convenient now that you killed one of the heads of a national terrorist organization when Biden's numbers are the lowest they've ever been. You know, I would say probably that. Man, what do you think?
This entire thing has just been trying to destroy and politicize just they just want everyone wiped out. We don't want another Trump. We just got to keep the pizza boxes up on the windows and just make sure to destroy everybody, especially like you and the big man and the whole crew over there and, anybody who votes Republican and anybody who pretty much, speaks out of line.
No, but I mean, it's not even that. We were talking about it before, like, This is what Owen said right before, you know, when we got back, it's like, this is one of the biggest travesties I've ever seen of freedom of speech going on with this trial. It's a joke. We've covered it from the beginning. It's a joke. Anybody with eyes knows it's a joke. And the problem is that now when all this is said and done, it's going to be everybody else. It's going to be everybody else they're going to go after. And then when they start going after normies and they start going, you offended me online, because we all sit here and we all laugh. We were laughing the other day in the UK when they're arresting that guy for the flag meme, the trans flag meme that he put up, right? They do that. Right. And we laugh at it and then go, that's what's happening here. That's what's happening here.
Yeah. I got to say, InfoWars has always been the canary in the coal mine.
Yes.
And you guys have always been the first one for this stuff to happen to. And once it happens to you, it's going to be like you guys always seem to be, all right, let's try it out on them and then we can roll this out. And right. once we can get everybody to go, yeah, I'm okay with people just getting wiped out. You're like, you're just going to unperson people? Okay. Like, it's coming for you.
It is. It absolutely is. And, you know, I don't know what stuff anyone's supposed to say or not say, but on our show, we always say whatever we want. And anybody watching that knows this is bullshit. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to curse. I forgot. I really apologize. I'm angry. But, you know, knows this is crap. Excuse me for the thing.
Malarkey.
But everybody knows it is, man. I mean, anybody watching this knows it is. And the problem is people are so blinded by emotion because of their feelings, they don't realize that this is going to be a lot worse. This is going to get a lot worse. And this is the flashpoint. The same thing that happened when Alex was banned. The same exact thing that happened when Alex was banned simultaneously from every social media thing, from every single social media thing is and everybody ignored it, and then it grew into something bigger. Then everyone was getting kicked off, and then you have elected officials getting off, and then the president of the United States was kicked off. If you don't think this is going to be them locking up citizens because somebody online, me and you or anybody else, makes a video making a joke about something, being serious about something. But the truth is, it's freedom of speech, and the truth is, you're allowed to be wrong.
And not anymore.
But that's
not anymore, according to new precedents.
I know.
But my point is, it stinks. It's all just, they're going to start doing this to everybody. They're going to start using the courts to enforce speech, and they're just going to ruin your life.
Well, and let's be clear here. You're only allowed to be wrong or be fake news if you're a liberal or a lefty or an establishment hack. And by the way, thank you guys for basically hosting the segment. We've got a bit of a storm gathering here at InfoWars.
Before we go, I just want to say, you know, on our show, we've been saying this a lot lately too. It's funny how nobody cared what Alex had to say about Sandy Hook until you guys like kind of backed Trump. As soon as it became about Trump and the great schism happened, all of a sudden they cared about some stuff you guys said, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago?
Well, and it's funny, too, this story is all over the news today, like this headline in The Hill, Alex Jones concedes Sandy Hook attack was 100% real. He did that years ago. He did that like 6 years ago. But now they publish the headline saying that, even though he did that 6 years ago. So it's funny how that works, too. All right, folks, there's a storm brewing here. The dam's breaking. The levees are breaking.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, Vitamin Real Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials. Storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more at preparetoday.com.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar. If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 40 20% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
You ever tried running a mile after having someone punch you in the stomach? Like, say Mike Tyson punches you in the stomach and then you lose your breath and then try to run a mile. That's basically what doing the rest of this transmission is going to be like. Thank God I've got Revenge of the Sis still on with me. They're going to need to carry me here the rest of the way. Man, oh man, I feel like, well, I won't even go there. So let's do this. Let's try to cheer things up in this corrupt world we live in. Have you guys ever heard of the rapper Sukinhana? Have you heard of this? Sukinhana?
Merce would know. Merce is more the hood guy.
No, is he like an Asian guy? Or?
Well, how dare you misgender Sukinhana. Guys, I can't play the audio because it's there's too much cursing. But here's a music video from Suki. Go ahead, guys. Roll me the B-roll here. We can't play the audio. It's too much cursing. But here's a rap video from Suki. There you go, right there. And at one point in this video, she's going to put her butt in a front of a 10-year-old boy's face, too. You know, because that's appropriate for a music video. Just there it is right there. All right. So, okay. But, you know, I see this, and I swear I've seen this somewhere before. It was so familiar to me. I think I know why, though. I think this is why in clip 20.
Had awakened to a world of the economy was in a state of deep neglect. A great dust bowl had ravaged food supplies, and the number one movie in the country was called Ass.
There it is.
And that's all it was.
There it is. Man, oh man.
It won 8 Oscars that year.
That's what it was. It won Oscars. Ass. Now that's how you win music video awards. You just put your ass on TV for 4 straight minutes and call it a rap video. I mean, guys, are we not living in Idiocracy at this point? I mean, what prophecy that movie was?
No, we are beyond the pale because at least in Idiocracy, they had fun. We're not even having fun. We're all the bad parts of Idiocracy without the cool, like, monster truck fights. That's what's happening.
Yeah, I don't like it. I would settle for Idiocracy if I could at least hang around and watch Ow My Balls.
Yeah.
You know exactly. What I mean? But, like, we don't even get
but,
that.
But instead.
Go now, away, I'm baiting.
Instead, now every movie is propaganda, and, I can't believe this. This to me is amazing. That this won an award. Oh my gosh.
Hey, this is culture. This is culture.
Honestly, after some of the stuff I heard about this trial, I feel like Alex's lawyer is kind of like Dax Shepard in that situation.
They
said you robbed a hospital? Why'd you do that?
It's unbelievable. That's a good scene, too.
But, I mean, look at that. I mean, seriously, it's just 4 minutes of people just putting their ass on the screen. They even grind on a 10-year-old boy. That's yeah. Right out of Idiocracy. We are living in it. Yeah, it's like, what do you do when you enter a science fiction comedy movie? What do you do when you realize you're living in the movie Idiocracy? What do you do? What do you guys do?
Well, for us, we always say, like, we got really blackpilled for a while. We were really sad and we were upset, and rightfully so. But then after a while, we start laughing at it because, like,
take the clown pill.
This is like, you know, this is like if the end of Rome, except we have Wi-Fi. Like, that's it. Like, mm-hmm. That's the difference. We have Wi-Fi and we get to actually watch every
single
thing.
We've got ass.
Yes, exactly. It,
I took the clown pill a long time ago. Once you do, and once you really just, like, immerse yourself in the absurdity of it all. And that's what I've done. I've become the absurdity. Like, I've become the clown show. I just immerse myself in it. I watch it. And it's like, the world's just, it's like watching Cirque du Soleil now. Like everything is just so bizarre that you have to appreciate it on some level.
It's so weird. It's with this accelerating and it's, oh man, it's that it happens so fast, dude. It's that it happens so fast. Like, you know, when, like we always joke about how Rome falling was something that took a long time, right? It took years and years and years. And we sped run Rome. Like we're like, okay, you know what? Here's what we're doing. I think honestly, ever since Obama took office and started the racial divide and started pushing us apart, we were coming to this. We always were, you know.
I don't like the Rome comparison. I feel like it's used too much because
it's sublime.
We're nothing like Rome because in 1,000 years there'll be no like traces of our roads or our buildings.
I'm pretty sure there was a monkeypox outbreak at the end of Rome.
Yeah, do you think
you're right at the very popular Roman Pride Parade, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
But yeah, we're not going to have like, there's roads from back in Roman times that still run through like some of those Eastern Bloc countries.
Our roads fall apart in 10 years because we're using imported Chinese material and everything's falling apart. So we don't even get nice roads. That's a really good point. This is worse.
Yeah, it's like, we use Chinese steel, which is like basically the steel equivalent of that fake crab meat.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to spell with a K.
Yeah.
And like our stuff's just going to crumble into the oceans in 500 years, whereas at least the Romans built stuff that you're like, whoa, that thing is still there, man. That's pretty cool.
You know, that's funny you say that because I was thinking last night, I don't remember what it was I saw or maybe it was that music video that should just be called Ass. But I mean, people actually, this current generation of humans is actually one of the dumbest ever. I really believe that. I mean, myself included. I mean, I might be smarter than the average person, but that's not saying much. Oh, you know what it was? Fox News has this guy that goes out to the beaches, I think for Jesse Waters, and he goes out to the beaches and he asks the most basic questions, the most basic American history questions, geography questions, political questions. They don't know anything. They don't know anything. We live in the age of abundant information available at your fingertips, and yet humans, I think, are the dumbest they've ever been. I really believe that. We think we're so smart because we have all this technology. I think we're actually the dumbest humans that have ever walked the planet. I like, since we were like cavemen.
Well, mm-hmm. you brought up the Idiocracy thing, and that's exactly right. It's not that we're brilliant, but if you're average, like Luke Wilson was in that movie, you're a genius.
Yep.
Because all it takes is honestly an average. Forrest Gump would be a doctor, you know,
lawyer.
That's a very good point. Yeah, you're right. He'd be a real one too, unlike Joe Biden.
I'm telling you, if you ever want to bug out, go on YouTube. I found some old videos one time of like children being interviewed in like 1940s,
oh, yeah.
1950s.
Even in the 90s, I would find children that could actually speak the English language and understood history and politics and current events.
But if you go way back and watch some of those videos, these kids are wearing suits. Mm-hmm. They're well read. They're referencing books. They talk about how they help out on the farm after school.
Yeah,
it's like
true.
These kids are like, they talk about how they like use rifles and stuff.
And they all knew international politics.
It
like
was
to
so
the
bizarre.
It was
yeah.
Very, yeah.
And now, like you said, now we live in Ow My Balls.
Yep. That's where we are.
And it's like how Ow My Balls. The dichotomy is so incredible because, I mean, I'd probably agree that this is the most technological advance that humans have ever been. I mean, we don't have any proof otherwise. So this might be the most technologically advanced humans have ever been, other than some of these buildings that are obviously like mysteries of the world and stuff. But for the average human, most technologically advanced we've been, and yet we're the dumbest we've ever been. Maybe there's something to that.
Well, I would say to your theory that we're in Idiocracy, I'd say we don't officially become Idiocracy until The Rock is elected president.
Which is coming.
Because then we'll have like coming. Dwayne Camacho, Mountain Dew.
Alejandro, yeah.
Yeah, we'll actually have our president
Camacho. We'll
actually
have a SmackDown champion.
Then we'll officially be Idiocracy when The Rock's being like, you know, can you smell what the president's cooking? And he like wins in a landslide and you're like, we're done.
We're done. We're doomed. Yeah, we're already there
it's
anyway.
It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were actually already pressuring him to run. It was like it was kind of a fake thing, I guess, but he said he wouldn't run. I don't think he would want to run, but yeah, it'll be something like that. Or now the Democrats want AOC to run for president. You know, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes, my local bartender might be my best friend. Doesn't mean I want him to run the country. But that's AOC. All right, Revenge of the Sith with us. We take a break. We'll be right back.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day could be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vazobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
Sold out for 7 months, Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average up on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. Nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
The Great Reset and the War for the World is the book that the government doesn't want you to read, that most of the big, powerful companies trying to control your life, the big tech companies, they don't want you to read this book. They want to control what you think, what you do, what you read, but you don't want that. And Alex Jones doesn't want that. And this book shows you what's happening and gives you the sort of playbook for how to fight against it. And so by buying this book, you're going to prove that censorship doesn't work, that freedom is alive in this country. This is essential reading. And, you know, I would go right now and buy it before the censorship kicks in. It's not going to be available in bookstores. It's not going to be available in libraries. They're going to try to take it down from every platform that they can, but they're not going to be able to do it. Prove that censorship doesn't work. Buy The Great Reset. Thank you, Alex Jones. I really appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate you writing this book and getting the information out there.
InfoWars.com/show.
Let me just address something real quick without violating the rule that I'm under. I feel like I'm on the Titanic playing the violin as it's going under right now. I'm not trying to be depressing here, folks. But let me just address a couple things here without violating the rule. Alex Jones doesn't have $4 million, okay? Alex Jones does not probably even have $2 million. And all of this is going to come out in the bankruptcy filings. And so all the people out there complaining that $4 million isn't enough or that InfoWars makes hundreds of millions of dollars every year, you're just wrong. Like, you're wrong about everything else. So $4.1 million is more than Alex and InfoWars have. Secondly, I keep seeing stories about Alex Jones' cell phone and how somehow that's going to be used as incriminating evidence for January 6th. Let me correct the record again. They already have all of our data. There is nothing new, folks. They have been up our butts and everywhere in between. And I mean, so that's what I was saying at the beginning of the show. The perspective that I have on all this right now, like a bird's eye view, like I'm in the hawk's nest, it's wild to see it because I know the truth and I know what's not true. And so to watch the masses totally get wagged by the dog, to watch them totally under full mind control and believe things that I know are not true, it is surreal. It is surreal, folks. I'm living in the science fiction comedy movie of Idiocracy. I'm telling you. So, but just so people understand listening, InfoWars does not have $4 million. And there is nothing that's going to come out of Alex Jones' cell phone. Okay? So just, I want everybody to know that. Now, let's talk about the surreal with Revenge of the Sis. Guys, this video is wild. You now have abortion activists building altars so they can properly do a satanic sacrifice of their baby. Here it is in clip 22.
Building an altar for your abortion can be a really cathartic procedure, can be a really cathartic process, because it just creates a space for your sacred container where you can return to whenever you want to meditate, whenever you want to think deeply or contemplate any aspect of your abortion. It's a really beautiful way to just give reverence to the experience and hold the experience in a really sacred way. Really just clean the space.
Yeah, clean the space.
I like to always have a candle going on my altar. I'm also going to be adding an Empress tarot card today, and she really just symbolizes feminine fertility and feminine energy. I also really like
feminine, huh?
To add the abortion pills themselves to the altar.
Oh, yeah.
To really bless.
I like to put the gun that I murder my baby with in my pillowcase every night.
And before having your abortion, I would even just recommend giving them a nice sage or a nice Palo Santo or with incense or another smoke. To really cleanse the energy and really bless them and really put...
Yeah, because I bet murder's got a pretty dark energy, doesn't it?
...the pills before you take them. And place the container of which you plan to put the products of conception or the fetal remains within to catch that after...
Did you hear that? The fetal remains.
Save it for later when we find...
The altar of the sacrifice with fire and brimstone and blood.
To where we find a way to properly dispose of the fetal remains in a way that gives reverence and respect and support to this.
Reverence and respect to the body you just murdered.
After you've finished building your altar.
You smoke a fatty?
Go ahead and just give it one more cleanse. Really,
they're cleansed now. Oh, we just sacrificed my baby on an altar in my house. I need some cleansing.
Go ahead and just sit in front of it and start the sacred container.
All right. Guys, your response.
Okay. First off, kudos to you guys because I thought we had like the best show prep finders in the business. This is amazing. I cannot believe I haven't seen this. But also, this is like saying, sorry, I murdered your kid. Here's a fruit basket.
I'm absolutely at a loss for words.
This is insanity to a level I've never seen. I'm sure she also has a bunch of healing crystals and stuff, but like that, the amount of blood on
your
hands.
Sacred space. It's a one bedroom apartment in Denver, lady. Calm down.
Might even be a studio.
Yeah, exactly.
She sleeps next to her aborted fetus.
I know she thinks her Etsy product is going to wash the guilt off of her, and it's not.
Make sure to hang a dream catcher over your dead baby.
Yeah, seriously, why? That is insane to me. And people do that because you know what it is? It's a way of dealing with guilt. Because no matter how many times they say hashtag shout your abortion, or no matter how many times they go, oh no, abortions are totally radical or whatever stuff like that. You know what the truth of the matter is? The truth of the matter is that you hurt inside and you need to find a way to express yourself. And since you don't believe in God because Sky Daddy, instead what you do is you build an arts and craft product and you put remains of your dead baby and like oh, it said you sleep next to it. That's what this is.
The irony is that to avoid religion, you end up doing this process, which seems way harder than religion. At least if I go to church on Sunday, like, they do all the incense and the stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just got to stand up and sit down a bunch of times.
Yeah.
You know? So they end up going, I would never get into religion. And it's like, I'm telling you, go one Sunday a week. It's pretty easy.
Yeah. Instead of whatever this guilt-ridden thing is here while your dead baby is sitting next to you while you're watching Gilmore Girls on Netflix.
By the way, can I just give you props, Owen? You are the segue master because he opened up the show.
Yeah.
And then he segued with, I swear to God, we're living in idiocracy. We're surrounded by idiots. Anyway, we're here with Revenge of the Sith.
Which is brilliant.
It was beautiful. It was perfect.
We really appreciate it because we are idiots.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and I'm glad you guys simulcasted this. I know that that's something not many others would do, so I salute you, and I appreciate that.
We love you guys. We love all you guys from the top to the bottom. Like, every one of you has always been very good to us, and, you know, we always supported you guys.
Well, that's what's so sad is we really are good people here. The whole crew's great, honestly. We're just great people. We're the salt of the earth. We're good people, and that's why demon spawns want us crushed. But I appreciate you guys, and I'm glad we finally got you on the War Room. Let people know where they can find the rest of your transmission, because I think you got an hour left.
Yeah, well, we're done, actually.
Oh, you're done now. Okay.
Yeah, we're in Eastern time. You go to revengeofthesis.com or just go to youtube.com/revengeofthesis. We'll see if that's still around after this. And, you know, find us, just search Revenge of the Sis. You'll find us. And yeah, man, you know, like I said, we love you guys and we really, you know, I know you have a rule, but man, I have a lot I would love to say, you know?
Someday, I think there'll be a lot that we can say on this issue, and, it'll be probably next week even. So we'll just have to wait for that, though. Revenge of the Sis. By the way, you guys are hilarious. Every time I listen to your podcast, I get a belly laugh out of it. So I appreciate you guys. Revenge of the Sis, thank you guys for joining us. We'll be in touch.
Thanks, man. Take it easy.
All right. There they go. And before I conclude this hour, you know, I don't know how much product we'd have to sell to raise $4 million in a day. But it would be quite a lot. I'll tell you that right now. It would be quite a bit. I don't even know if we have $4 million of product in stock. Probably not even. I'm telling you, folks, it's just the perspective, the view that I have of all this is, and you know what's sad? Is we can sit here and we can tell the truth all day long and it's like it doesn't even matter. That's what's so wild about it. So, let's try to raise $4 million in product sales today. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Not sure we have it in the in stock. You know, they claim we're worth $300 million, whatever. Not even true. It's not even close to true. I don't even know if we have $1 million of product in stock, quite frankly. But, well, we need to sell it all. We need to sell it all, ladies and gentlemen. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Let's sell it all. And by the way, even in these desperate times, you could say, we're still selling it at a discount. We're still selling Bodies that constantly sells out 25% off. We don't have to sell it 25% off. We want you to get a great product at a low price. We've got 50% off our toothpaste right now. BrainForce Ultra on sale. Fizzy Magnesium on sale. Don't forget about emergency preparedness. Folks, for real, who knows how long the website might even be up any longer? Who knows how much the storefront might even, how long the storefront might be up? So you might want to go get products before we can't even sell them to you anymore. And you might want to go to preparetoday.com to get emergency preparedness food and goods because who knows? I mean, seriously, folks, I'm telling you, it's so whacked out. It's so crazy what's going on. Nothing is a guarantee in these crazy time. So go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and let's try to sell out the store.
The globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there is problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. And we are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today. TheIronPatriot.com and watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of InstaHeart. It's discreet shipping. I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at TheIronPatriot.com. Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
By officiating the unproven theory that petroleum oil is a non-renewable fossil fuel, the oil companies were able to adjust the price accordingly, all the way into the peak oil scare that foretold the calamity of the world soon running out of oil, which further benefited the industry's oil pricing schemes. The wells never did go dry, and the ones once emptied filled back up. So the science we have today favors the abiotic theory over the fossil fuel theory, which is that oil is a natural, renewable component of our ecosystem. And we see this in our oceans, underwater methane lakes deep beneath the surface, with their own unique thriving ecosystems. And so the story changed from the world will soon run out of oil to the world will most certainly end if we don't stop using oil. And because nobody seems to know what science is anymore, and most people just do as they're told, the world is about to end for millions of people, and probably more, because our civilization is built upon fossil fuels, and the powers that be are turning them off. Winter is coming, and Germany is set to be very cold.
Angela Merkel saved her political career by appeasing the anti-nuclear movement and shutting down Germany's nuclear power. Out of 17 plants, they have already shut down 11 and are still in the process of shutting down the rest, removing 25% of their power without anything to replace it, because their Green Deal turned out to be a failure. After all the hype, Germany's dependence on fossil fuel is at 76%, so they are temporarily switching back to coal and oil. But that's a real problem, because they've neglected their own fuel industry and become dependent upon Russia's. And the German government would rather have the country freeze to death than buy fuel from Russia. The German economy is based on highly innovative production, which requires a great deal of energy that they no longer produce. And so running out of fuel will quickly collapse the German economy, which
all right,
will
ladies
cause
and gentlemen,
a tsunami of economic destruction.
A lot of people are tuned in right now because the news has broke about the first verdict in the Sandy Hook case. And they got a $4 million judgment. Never had a trial by jury. Judge just decided guilt. And now they got a $4 million verdict, which is, I mean, they were shooting for $150 million, you know, because they got to line their pockets, I guess. Whoever's getting that money, I don't know where that money goes and how that would absolve any emotional distress, but okay. So there might be a statement from Alex Jones soon. He might go live. He might pop in. I don't know. We're on a Titanic right now playing the violin, okay? And I've got all the news to cover, and that's what's so sad about it is nobody else is going to cover this news. It's only InfoWars is going to cover it, and now we won't even be able to cover it. So just stay tuned. There will be a statement from Alex shortly. He may either join me or be on a live stream. And maybe I'll just open up the phone lines for calls. This is just wild.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
So here we stand, and the attack on free speech, the attack on independent media is celebrated by liberals. What happened to liberals anyway? What happened to liberals in this country that used to be anti-war and pro-free speech? Now they're pro-war and anti-free speech. What happened? Oh, man, I'll tell you. You know, they never built another Titanic. They tried, never did. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, I'll tell you, folks. It is just absolutely wild. And, you know, it's like this. It's just, this country is so corrupt. People are so brainwashed. It's unbelievable. Where they share this story all day yesterday, this is the top story all over the news yesterday, Alex Jones concedes Sandy Hook was real. He did that 6 years ago. 6 years ago he did that. Hundreds of times he's done that. But see, nobody ever watches the show. Nobody ever actually listens to what Alex Jones says. They just go read the fake news and they say, oh, Alex Jones finally admitted Sandy Hook was real after the court case. No, he did that 6 freaking years ago. Before the lawsuits even happened. That's what I'm saying. Like, see, I'm not Alex Jones, so I don't know what it's like to have my entire fortune and everything I've built ripped out from under me illegitimately. I can't relate to that. But I can tell you, as somebody that's sitting here shoulder to shoulder with Alex in the bird's eye nest, I mean, folks, we are in serious trouble. And you know, there's people tuned in right now that hate Alex and hate InfoWars. And you think this is funny? You think somehow you're getting revenge? You think somehow this is justice? You have no idea what you've opened up. And by the way, they're coming for Fox News next. They're coming for Fox News next, folks. They just did. Folks, I'm just telling you, I'm just so overwhelmed by this. Because I know where this goes. Look at all the internet censorship after they censored Alex Jones. And that's what's so frustrating. All of you people out there celebrating what you view as the demise of Alex Jones, all you people celebrating that, you don't get it. You're next. You're next. You really don't get it, do you? And you say, well, I'm not Alex Jones. I didn't deny a shooting. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. It doesn't matter. You still don't get it, do you? After watching Alex Jones get censored off the internet, and now they censor doctors and lawyers and presidents and congressmen and women, you really think what just happened to Alex Jones isn't going to trickle down? You really think that it's only going to be Alex Jones? You clearly don't get it. And so here's the Napa District Attorney. This is where Paul Pelosi got the DUI with drugs in the system, then tried to bribe a police officer, got the charges dropped. And so here she is. Listen to what she says in clip 9 here and see if you can read in between the lines.
Having thousands of phone calls and emails, staff have been told that they're going to hang from trees. And these are 80 of the most dedicated public servants in Napa County, and they're being treated in a way that is beneath them.
Now, who's been talking about Paul Pelosi's DUI quite often? Jesse Waters, Fox News. So is he going to get sued now? For $4 million, $5 million, $10 million, $150 million? Do you not see what they're doing, folks? Oh, emotional distress. Sue for $150 million. I don't like this news commentator. I don't like this news organization. Bury them. And of course they'll find lawyers willing to go along with it. We're talking about millions of dollars. Nikola Tesla's last words to his mother: all these years that I had spent in the service of mankind brought me nothing but insults and humiliation. Feels very familiar. And you know, it's ironic. It's ironic that in the last 2 weeks, I've received hundreds, if not thousands, of death threats. I've been doxxed financially, doxxed personally. Yeah. Have I been defamed? What's going to be like for Owen Schroyer now, completely banned off the internet, who's now lumped in with the Sandy Hook case? What's going to be like for me now, getting death threats every day, totally censored off the internet? Have I been defamed? Have I been lied about? It's just stunning. And to sit here to know what's going on and to watch all the media lie about it 24/7. And to sit here and talk about defamation and damages. I could never sue for defamation or damages, despite all the evidence that I have. And you know what? Someday I'll probably take the time to properly lay it out and show all of it, and you know, won't matter. I call the police, I get death threats, they do nothing. I get assaulted in the streets, I show the police the video, they do nothing. So, I want to explain something else here too. I've already given it all up to God. I've already given it all up to God. I can't defeat this evil. I know that. I'm not going to be able to help these people that have just totally been brainwashed, mind controlled, and succumbed to evil. I know that. I'm at serenity. But to sit here and watch it all from behind the scenes, see how the media lies, see how everything's deceived, see what the real defamation is. How about Alex Jones being defamed? How about all the death threats Alex Jones receives? How about all the money that Alex Jones is not able to make because of the lies and attacks against him? How about that defamation? Is there a case there? There's a huge case there. But he'll never get justice. And so, I just think it's sad. I really think it's sad to sit here and watch human decay celebrate their own demise. Because that's what it is. There's no victory in destroying InfoWars except for people that are already at the bottom of the barrel. There's no victory destroying Alex Jones. It's not Alex Jones that started foreign wars that led to the deaths of millions. It's not Alex Jones that lied about weapons of mass destruction, lied about the Gulf of Tonkin, lied about all these things that led to war and trillions of dollars stolen from the American people. Maybe Alex should have done that. Maybe Alex should have been like Dick Cheney, who's getting celebrated today. Yeah. Scott Adams' take. Joe Biden has done everything Alex Jones is accused of doing in the Sandy Hook trial, making up stories that demonize specific citizens in a dangerous way. Fine people hoax, Russian collusion hoax, insurrection hoax, just to name three. The first one won Biden the presidency. It's just unbelievable. I mean, talk about defamation. I never denied Sandy Hook. I never called Sandy Hook a hoax. I never called any of the parents a liar. In fact, every time I've covered it, which two times, they found two videos. Both times I concede that it did happen. But now I'm defamed. Now I get, you denied Sandy Hook. You lied about the parents. You deserve this. It's clown world, man. It's clown world. But hey, you know what? Go ahead. Go ahead and destroy Alex Jones. Go ahead and destroy InfoWars. And the globalists and the World Economic Forum will continue to make you a slave. So they'll turn off your energy. They'll turn off your AC. They'll tell you you can't own a car. They'll tell you you can't fly on a plane. But hey, you got Alex Jones, didn't you? Yeah, that feels good. So when you're rotting in a gutter in a Democrat-run city, at least you'll be able to hold on to knowing that you destroyed InfoWars.
A riotous mob.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrection.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
The Great Reset and the War for the World is the book that the government doesn't want you to read, that most of the big, powerful companies trying to control your life, the big tech companies, they don't want you to read this book. They want to control what you think, what you do, what you read, but you don't want that. And Alex Jones doesn't want that. And this book shows you what's happening and gives you the sort of playbook for how to fight against it. And so by buying this book, you're going to prove that censorship doesn't work, that freedom is alive in this country. This is essential reading. And, you know, I would go right now and buy it before the censorship kicks in. It's not going to be available in bookstores. It's not going to be available in libraries. They're going to try to take it down from every platform that they can, but they're not going to be able to do it. Prove that censorship doesn't work. Buy The Great Reset. Thank you, Alex Jones. I really appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate you writing this book and getting the information out there.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Sold out for more than 6 months. Our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, with supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The most dangerous man to any government is the man who is able to think things out for himself without regard to the prevailing superstitions and taboos. Almost invariably, he comes to the conclusion that the government he lives under is dishonest, insane, and intolerable. And so, if he is romantic, he tries to change it. And if he is not romantic personally, he is apt to spread the discontent among those who are. H.L. Mencken. Sounds about right. Sounds about right. And you know, it's funny because every media outlet now wants to report on Alex Jones when they can use him for clickbait now that they feel they've destroyed him. And by the way, just so all you people tuning in thinking you're having a celebration lap today, you're not going to destroy Alex Jones. You might put him through bankruptcy. You might shut InfoWars down. But you know who's really going to suffer now? It's the 100 employees that work here. Many of them have families. Many of them probably don't even agree with Alex Jones a lot of the times, but they're hard workers. They're good people. It'll be a lot easier for Alex Jones to land on his feet than those whose lives are now going to be destroyed by this, but you don't care about that. And I wonder, now, again, there's no $4 million here, so I don't know what's going to happen with that. But, I mean, maybe we get just an, I don't even know if we have $4 million of product to sell, but I mean, we could sell out the entire InfoWars store tonight and probably still not have $4 million, but maybe we could get close. But you know, I think it's awful what happened at Sandy Hook. And I think it's awful what happened at Uvalde. And I think it's awful what happened at Parkland. I really do think these things are awful, and I wish it would never happen again. And so I would hope because I don't know where the $4.1 million is going to go if they can get it or whatever they can get. And who knows what damages they'll award tomorrow too. Let's just say it's another $4 million. Okay, so $8 million. You know, I hope that that $8 million goes towards school security. I hope that that $8 million that they're going to take, or however much they can, they'll take Alex and InfoWars for everything we have. And that's what they're going to do. And I hope that that goes towards school security so that we can make sure these school shootings never happen again. And maybe that would give some ease to the emotional distress. But I wonder. I do wonder. Because the plaintiff's attorneys are very happy today. But I'm sure they aren't doing this for money. I'm sure the millions of dollars aren't going to go to their pockets because they're doing this for a good reason. So I would hope that whatever money they fleece from Alex Jones and InfoWars goes towards school security so that we can make sure a school shooting never happens again. Wouldn't that be nice? That would really be nice. I wonder if that'd be interest them. I wonder indeed. So folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we do have a donation page. You can just straight up donate. We'll see. I don't think we have $4 million of products to sell, but we'll sell out the store if we can. And maybe that'll be what Alex decides. I don't know. We already quit selling t-shirts, so maybe he'll just decide we're just no more products. We're just going to ride this out and sell what we can and then see how long it lasts. We could probably go till the midterms maybe. But that might be it under the current circumstances. So I don't know. This is all news breaking today. I know Alex is probably filming a statement right now to be released. You can find that on band.video. But again, it's funny. Alex Jones is now the number one story in the world. Everyone talking about Alex Jones and the demise of Alex Jones and InfoWars. No, actually, all you've done is completed our destiny. All you've done is like Darth Vader striking down Obi-Wan Kenobi. This was always going to be the end of InfoWars. This was always going to be the end of Alex Jones. That you really think living in this corrupt of a world, the people that are leading the charge, calling out the corruption, fighting the corruption, you really think that it was going to go on forever? I'd love to go on forever, but eventually Darth Vader strikes Obi-Wan Kenobi down. So that might be the moment we're having right now. But again, they all want to cover Alex Jones now, but when InfoWars broke the news that COVID-19 was made in a lab, nobody wanted to cover him then. When Alex Jones was covering Jeffrey Epstein and the sex trafficking before everyone else, when it was spiked on mainstream news, nobody wanted to talk about Alex Jones then. When Alex Jones was talking about the Great Reset and Build Back Better and how they'd shut off the gas and shut off the energy and destroy industry, nobody wanted to talk about Alex Jones then. But now they do. Now they do. And it's so funny to watch these delusional, brainwashed people thinking that the Alex Jones cell phone is going to be like the Hunter Biden laptop. I wish you guys could open your ears and open your minds, because you have no clue. You are so wrong. It's not even funny. And I know it. They already have all of Alex Jones' cell phones. They already have all the emails. They literally already have everything. There is nothing new. There is nothing more they can take. We've been explaining this for months. I've been explaining it for months. And that's what's so funny about it. Like, they really think we're going to get discovery of Alex Jones and we're going to see he's worth hundreds of millions and we're going to see that he was talking to Donald Trump about an insurrection. It literally doesn't exist. You nut jobs. It literally doesn't exist. I'm trying to tell you, you're getting set up for political blue balls again. Just like everything you thought about with Trump. Oh, Bob Mueller, he's going to get Trump. Russian collusion. Didn't exist. You guys are being led around like a dog on a leash tied to a car. Everything they say about Alex Jones is not true, I'm telling you. But keep believing the people that have lied to you for your entire life, I guess. Keep believing then. And the same people that have lied to you your entire life are the same people now celebrating the demise of Alex Jones, who has been honest with you his entire life. But hey, when all of this is said and done, and they think they're sinking the Titanic, and that's fine, the world will know the real story of Alex Jones, and the world will know the real story about this court case. And just like everything else you've been told by the establishment mainstream media, they lied to you. They lied to you. But see, that's why Alex Jones has to be shut down. That's why Alex Jones has to be taken off air, because he doesn't lie to you. And he calls out the lies. It's really a sad day, folks. It's really a sad day. But hey, we know what the left is. We know what these people are. We know that the modern day American left, liberal left, Democrat left, is the closest thing to Nazi Germany that has ever happened in the Western Hemisphere, ever happened in the United States of America. So of course they have political prisoners. Of course they run show trials. Of course they arrest, silence, bankrupt their opposition. What do you think we're dealing with here? Like, have the liberals just accepted they're the bad guys at this point? Or do they still think they're the good guys? We'll be right back.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is, don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials. Storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more at preparetoday.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
You know, Alex Jones has been warning the world about corporate world government controlling the people with carbon taxes. Hey, now we're here. Here's the Washington Post.
There were $20 billion weather and climate disasters tracked by the U.S. government last year.
Oh, thank God the U.S. government is tracking them and being honest with us, too.
A collection of calamities that cost the nation an estimated, they say, $145 billion and killed nearly 700 people.
Oh, that's a fraction of what Democrat riots cost. So, of course, they're making all of this up. Weather has been killing people for a really long time. And actually, weather-related deaths are way down, way, way down in the last century. Of course they are. But it's all about carbon taxing to enslave humanity across the planet. So here, let's go to a couple of videos now where they admit this. Guys, just rolled me clip 2 and clip 2A. Here you go. Carbon taxes are coming.
You probably have a budget for your house or your personal spending, but what do you know about carbon budgets? Instead of money, a carbon budget looks at carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas that traps heat in our atmosphere. We add carbon dioxide to our atmosphere every day in all kinds of ways, and the more we add, the more we heat up. At a certain point, we will put too much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere to prevent raising the Earth's average temperature by 1.5 or 2 degrees, which is the goal set by the Paris Agreement. You can think of that as overspending, and that's where budgeting comes in. A carbon budget tells us how much carbon dioxide we can emit in order to stay below a certain level of warming. Carbon budgets come with a degree of uncertainty, factoring in the likelihood we hit targets and even breaking down how much carbon dioxide each country can produce. So while it's a pretty straightforward concept, carbon budgeting can get complicated very quickly. Think of it like a pie. It's all the remaining carbon dioxide allowed for the planet, and Canada is responsible for about 2% of the world's emissions. So should we also
Alex Jones reported this 10 years ago. They called it a conspiracy theory. But now it's just mainstream news.
Countries, which typically produce far less carbon. So in that sense, do we divide it by population, which would shrink our slice down so much we'd likely burn through it within a few years? A United Nations panel on climate change found we have about 500 gigatons of CO2 until we hit our cap and a 50% chance to limit warming to 1.5 degrees. And that's the number all countries will have to work towards, whether they have a carbon budget or not. Canada, for instance, doesn't have one. Instead, we use emission targets that include certain reductions in different time frames in order to reach net zero by 2050. But some scientists are pushing for that to change. Click the link for more.
While belching is widely considered to be rude, livestock don't seem to care. All day, every day, they burp. But it's not the act of burping that's the problem. It is the methane that they release into our atmosphere. The average cow emits a whopping 220 pounds of methane gas a day. Well, New Zealand is doing something about it by taxing burping livestock. Mike Drolet explains.
With a population of just 5 million, New Zealand's carbon footprint is relatively small. Its hoof print, however, is through the roof. And now, in a world first, New Zealand farmers will have to pay a tax for every one of the methane-emitting 10 million cattle and 26 million sheep that roam the scenic countryside. The farmers will be able to mitigate their tax burden if they lower emissions by modernizing their operations. Where the program could fail is if farmers pick up and move their operations to another country.
When you shut down farms and they go someplace else, then that doesn't mean that the demand for these products that these farms used to produce all of a sudden ceases to exist. The demand is still there and will be satisfied by somebody else elsewhere in the world. And that means that emissions will simply shift from one place to another.
Cows and sheep are ruminant animals, meaning they have four-chambered stomachs that act like fermentation vats that create methane, 95% of which comes right out of their mouths. As far as greenhouse gases go, methane traps up to 36 times more heat in the atmosphere than carbon dioxide does. And that's bad. But while the carbon dioxide we emit today will stick in the atmosphere for centuries, methane dissipates in far less time.
The good news is that methane is short-lived. It only lives about a decade in the atmosphere, and then it's killed, it's destroyed.
New Zealand is hoping for the kind of success seen in California, which has reduced the methane produced by its dairy farms by 30%. However, California did it through incentives, not taxes. Whether or not it works, the impact of burping livestock on global warming still pales in comparison to the real culprit.
So, it's a carbon tax, but wait a second. We're carbon-based life forms. So what's the translation? It's a life tax. Carbon control, carbon emissions control, it's a life tax, folks. You're taxed just for existing. But that would imply that somebody owns the planet and has the right to tax you. Now you're starting to see the bigger picture. The global elite believe they own this planet and they have to facilitate their program to tax every person on this planet into poverty so that then they can be wiped out altogether. And maybe that's why the Georgia Guidestones were destroyed. Because the people that put the message on them
saying that the human population needs to be held below 500 million people. Maybe they're about to launch their plan and they didn't want that evidence out there anymore. Because, you know, those vaccines aren't going so well. Biden tests positive for COVID for the sixth straight day. He's had COVID for a month. He was an international super spreader, but that's okay. If you even believe he has COVID. I mean, who knows? He's four times vaccinated. So maybe they actually did vaccinate him, and now his body's shutting down from four of the vaccines. I mean, that could be the real deal. But Dr. Fauci says if you aren't up to date on COVID vaccines and boosters, you're going to get into trouble. Really? Just like the winner of death? What happened to that winner of death for the unvaccinated? How loving of you to say the unvaccinated would die last winter, but they didn't. In damning Capitol Hill testimony, scientists contradict Fauci's claim that the NIH never funded gain of function. And there was a lot that came out of this, by the way, and I've got some of it here, guys. Let's roll clip 16.
Let me ask you about some of the things that you have commented on with regard to what NIH and Dr. Fauci have said, and frankly, the lies they've been caught in regarding the coronavirus. I want to highlight two of them. In response to a congressional inquiry from October of 2021, just last year, the NIH attempted to walk back assertions by NIH Director Collins and Fauci that NIH had not funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan. You commented at the time saying, and I'm going to quote you now, NIH, specifically Collins, Fauci, and Tabak, lied to Congress, lied to the press, and lied to the public knowingly, willfully, brazenly. On May the 11th, Dr. Fauci said the NIH and NAIAD categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. You commented on that, saying the documents make it clear that assertions by the NIH director, Francis Collins, and Fauci, that the NIH did not support gain-of-function research are untruthful. So just expand on that, if you would. I mean, what are the implications of Dr. Fauci's continued blatant dishonesty regarding NIH's funding of gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
I stand by my statement. The statements made on repeated occasions to the public, to the press, and to policymakers by the NIAID director, Dr. Fauci, have been untruthful. I do not understand why those statements are being made, because they are demonstrably false.
It's really just sad that true criminals that commit mass crimes like Anthony Fauci get to be celebrated and propped up as heroes. And then men who have given their entire life fighting for good get destroyed and torn down. But we're living in hell, so maybe we shouldn't be so surprised. Twitter censors Pfizer injured Israeli COVID vaccine doctor. Yeah, he's not allowed to talk. He got injured by a Pfizer vaccine, so they have to shut him down. As monkeypox strikes gay men, officials debate warning to limit partners, but they won't tell you not to have gay orgies, and the gay pride parades go on. And now they say it's a national health emergency as two more kids get monkeypox.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
Sold out for 7 months, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. Nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I might be going down with the Titanic, but I get the first exclusive interview with Alex Jones, the number one most talked about person on Earth right now. No, not because he broke the news about COVID being made in a lab. No, not because he covered Jeffrey Epstein while everyone else was covering it up. No, not because he told you about the globalist corporate world government with carbon taxes. But no, because they think they've destroyed him now. And the lies get to permeate on Twitter. But Alex, you're not allowed on there to defend yourself.
That's right. And here we are. The jury came in on the big verdict, tens of millions spent by the Democratic Party law firms. And the jury came in at $4.2 million when they asked for $150 million 2 days ago, $3 billion yesterday. I don't have $2 million in the bank or anywhere. We've got like $1 million in InfoWars to barely cover the payroll. And they would lie and say, he makes $300 million a year. They barred us from putting on evidence. They told the jury we were guilty. The judge, at least 20 times while I was in the courtroom, said, this man is guilty. Talk about prejudicing the jury. I think that backfired on them. Tomorrow is punitive damages. Did I consciously hurt these people? So the good news is it's a very low verdict for what they're asking for. The bad news is we don't have the money to pay for it. We can get a bond and appeal it, and we're going to move forward. That's why I explained to listeners, if you want to see the War Room, or you want to see Alex Jones, or you want to see Harrison Smith, or you want to see
just everybody Greg that's on Reese Band.Video.
And everybody else, if you want to see what we're doing here, we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And I was going to testify tomorrow, which under Texas law, in punitive damages, you're supposed to have the person under attack testify. The judge ruled after the ruling today, when they got that low ruling, sounds like a lot for the average person, and it is a lot, but for what they were asking for, it's small, that I cannot speak tomorrow and my lawyer cannot put on evidence because we're defaulted. So she gets more and more desperate as she rigged this whole thing. She says, I am defaulted. We cannot
defend ourselves, call witnesses, I can't speak. They're going to sit there for like 5 hours tomorrow and beat that jury and say, give us more money, you scum. And gut level, I'm not making a prediction, but I think the jury is not going to put up with that. I think things have backfired on them, Owen.
Well, what's so crazy about this, the lawyers asked you yesterday, a conspiracy theory about sex trafficking, and you brought up the fact. You say you mean like Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton? That's what they don't want out there. That's what they don't want. They can't have all these people watching Alex Jones' demise and you dropping red pill truth bombs like that. That has to be stopped, Alex.
Well, I want to thank all the viewers and listeners for their prayers. I want to thank the crew for putting up with this. They had sued you. They had to drop it because you didn't do anything wrong. The bottom line is this, and on my children, I have four children. My oldest son, Rex, is here, three daughters. On my children, I have a lake cabin and a house and about $1 million in the bank, which is would run this place for a month or two if I sold it all. And I'm willing to do that, except we need that as seed money if they shut all this down to start something new. I am willing to die for the truth. I didn't do this for money like they said. We said 9/11 was an inside job because the evidence showed it. We said there weren't WMDs in Iraq because the evidence showed it. We take the hard stances against Republicans and Democrats. We back Trump because we knew he was anti-globalist. You see how they attack him. He's the real deal. He's not perfect, but he's real. And so we are fighting everything. So I can't pay this judgment. We can appeal it, and we'll see what happens into the future. And they've got two more of these show trials coming, but I can tell you, the plaintiff's lawyers, these Democratic Party operatives, look like they were having heart attacks at the end of the announcement of the jury. And I talked to two different witnesses that were out in the hall where they screamed and yelled and were howling in anger because they thought they would get a $50 million, $100 million judgment, which we've got to then pay a percentage of in the bond. They got our financials. We gave them all the discovery, and they defaulted us saying we didn't. They know we're out of money. So they know I don't have but total company and myself a few million dollars. They know I have all these liabilities of tens of millions of dollars in debts. They know we're completely maxed out paying for our own bandwidth and our own crew and our own legal and our own satellites and our own infrastructure, which they fear if anybody can build an independent infrastructure, their social credit score of shutting everybody down won't work. Their carbon tax won't work. So the farmers battling worldwide to not have their cows banned and their crops restricted. We are with you, and we predicted it. We were there before it happened, and we're asking you to keep us in the fight. But I'll tell you, I don't say this mainly to the crew. We're in bankruptcy right now, and I thought in bankruptcy we could bring in the money we needed. Right now we're not. So it's a Pyrrhic victory if you don't fund InfoWarsStore.com. Order a book. Order a film. Get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Get Vitamineral Fusion. Get all the great products at InfoWars. You've invested so much in us. We've invested in you. We're in this together over the last 28 years on air. Now is the critical juncture in the fight. Now is the last few minutes of the basketball game or the football game where everybody is in a tie, in a dead heat. Now is the big boy pants time. Now is the time to decide where you're at. You've got my commitment. I'll never back down. I'll never surrender. I'll never go away, but I could give out. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's correct the record on a couple things here, Alex. The media today says Alex Jones concedes Sandy Hook happened. I believe he did that 6 years ago.
We barely covered Sandy Hook, less than 0.1% of our time. But when Hillary ran against Trump, she dredged up things they could question. And there was some anomalies, but it turned out it probably, I mean, I believe it did happen.
Well, they sent Megyn Kelly over here to drum up the dust again.
That's it. And then they sucked everybody into it. And so they keep saying that I'm saying it didn't happen. I believe it did happen. And so now, 6 years later, they're like, Jones now concedes. And so that's how they operate. But I am proud of the fact I ask questions. I'm proud of the fact that I don't believe the official story. We've made mistakes. We don't lie on purpose like the corporate media. But I'll say this. I prayed last night for a low verdict because, again, the judge said he is guilty. You must decide how much money. They said $3 billion. It was $150 million earlier this week. They said $3 billion, and they came in with $4.2 million, which we don't have. But they're going to have their other two fake trials. This is a tug of war. This is a battle of wills. with the corporate media that has brainwashed the public, that has manipulated people, that is trying to shut down our free speech. So I am very thankful to God, very thankful to the listeners, and I want to invite Scarlett Lewis, who doesn't have a gun control group. She has a group about children learning love and empathy and helping children that are beat up and helping people that are being bullied so they don't become this. I totally support her group, Choose Love. She came over, shook my hand, gave me a hug repeatedly, and I told her, regardless of this ruling, I want her on air. So tomorrow I'm barred from speaking.
At the trial.
But I'm going to go with a letter that I'm going to write tonight, and I'm going to hand it to her and to Neil Heslin, who are very sweet people. I didn't question them on purpose. I didn't try to hurt them. Once I met them, I saw, God, these are totally real people. I was brought into stuff that was, it's good to question things, but.
Well, and you never even said their name. I said Heslin's name one time covering the Megyn Kelly interview, but that was it.
But still, I do believe that they had some pain. So my issue is that here's an example. Tuesday, I did the morning show for an hour. You came in and took over. And I said, I believe she's a real person. I believe he's real. I believe they're manipulating him. And I'm sorry. It was a 10-minute rant. They cut it down to a minute with me saying it didn't happen. That's why the video was so blurry. You couldn't understand. It was all blurry. You couldn't even see me, really. It was just audio. And I got on the stand and I said, Scarlett, go to the fourth segment. Go to 33 after in my show today on stand. I said, watch it. I said, you're real. I said, your son's real. Whoever gave that to you is a liar. She got up and left, came back an hour later crying and was like, oh, and she came, well, you're right. So we broke through that they're being handled and manipulated.
Is that the lawyers then giving them edited video?
She said on stand, I was given it by my supporters. So the point is they gave her a minute edited video. Imagine the sickos. I'm on air saying, I believe you're real. I believe your son died. I'm so sorry. I want to work with you. And I believe that your ex-husband's son died and he's a great guy. I think they manipulated him. I think he's kind of simple, not dumb, smart, but very trusting. He's a rodeo guy. He's a cowboy, which are not dumb. They're just really trusting, nice people. I have family like that. The headlines were, he says Heslin's, you know, this and that. I won't even say what they said because they'll edit that and say I said it. But the point was they failed, and they shook my hand two more days, and their lawyers 2 days ago on Wednesday, I guess yesterday, it's all a blur now. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. I do want you on. Thank you. Let's go to dinner next week. They're like, get out of the way. Just jump in front.
Yeah, and
when you called him all these names, blah, blah, blah. Like, I mean, they are desperate. And then a later break, Heslin said, hey, buddy, I appreciate you. Thanks for admitting my son died. I said, yes, sir. And I tried to reach out, and his lawyer went, get over here.
Here's the clip right here.
Talk to him like a, that's one of the clips. Talk to him like a dog. So we're reaching out to them. We're going to Connecticut. We're meeting with them. We're supporting what they did. We're not going to be kept away from these families, and we're not going to be caught in the CIA New World Order propaganda operation. It's not Sandy Hook. What's the media control? Owen, great job.
And we're going to stop school shootings, too, with the Second Amendment.
That's right. God bless you.